Welcome to the Barnyard Bunch. This month's episode, it's a great day to be busy. Beatrice, Belinda, Buzz, and Bugsy flew from flower to flower.
Look at all these flowers, Belinda!
Buzzed Bugsy. This year, the trees and gardens surrounding the farm were especially bright with color. Pink, yellow, purple, and white petals dotted the countryside. Some flowers were tiny and delicate, others were tall and sturdy. But inside each flower, a treasure waited. The bees seemed to know that God put that treasure inside the flowers just for them. That's why they kept so busy. It was their job to find the treasure, pollen and nectar. Once they gathered it from the flowers, they could speed home. Back at the beehive, these treats would be turned into honey and would provide food for all the bees. Along the way, some of the pollen would drop off and help other plants to grow. And so they worked. Meanwhile, down on the ground, Anthony the ant plodded along. He also lived as part of a large family where everyone was helpful. Every day, he carefully collected food for the colony. Some of his brothers and sisters helped the family by building up the anthill home where they lived. Looking up into the bright sun, Anthony greeted his friend Bugsy.
Morning, Bugsy. It's a great day to be busy, don't you think?
It sure is,
replied Bugsy.
I love to be busy.
He looked down at his friend, nearly running into a tree branch.
Phew! That was a close one.
He laughed, whizzing past the obstacle.
Good thing I have five eyes.
While all this buzzing and busyness happened, Dot watched. Dot the ladybug often put on airs. That means she acted snooty sometimes. She wanted everyone else to think she was important. But she didn't feel important. She watched all her friends having fun while hard at work. She felt small, even for a ladybug. Just then, Bugsy noticed her frowning on a white flower. Her bright red wings glistened in the sun.
Hey, Dot! Why so glum? It's a beautiful day!
Perhaps for you,
Dot answered sadly,
you all have special jobs. What good is one ladybug?
Are you kidding me? All the work is important, huh?
Said Anthony.
The main thing is to work hard with all of your heart, no matter what you do. That makes God happy.
And that's why,
Bugsy interrupted his friend,
he makes all of us in a special way. I have sticky feet, which helps the pollen stick to me. Anthony is strong. He can lift food that weighs more than he does. You can be helpful too.
I can?
Asked Dot with surprise in her voice.
Of course. Every day, you eat lots and lots of aphids, don't you?
Asked Anthony.
Well, yes, I do. But how is that helping anyone? I eat aphids because they taste so yummy.
Dot smiled and gulped down one of the tiny white insects.
Those aphids are pests that destroy plants.
You
help keep plants alive when you eat them,
replied Anthony. From that day on, Dot the ladybug was no longer snooty. She was happy, knowing that staying busy means working hard at whatever job God gives you. What jobs has God given you? Homework? Chores? Caring for a pet? Remember, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart.